The mourning dove is one of the most abundant birds in North America. You can easily find the grayish-brown doves at a backyard feeder, in a farm field, or on an urban telephone wire. As a nervous dove takes flight, you can see the birds are aerial acrobats. Their glides and loops during migrations make them attractive to hunters. In fact, 37 of the lower 48 states have a hunting season for mourning doves. The Northeast and upper Midwest have traditionally rejected such hunts. But 5 years ago, Ohio began shooting the doves. Now, Wisconsin is debating the bird's fate.
It's edible, as you can see here today. This is wonderful food.
Jen Ebert is helping lead Wisconsin's drive for a mourning dove hunt. To lobby for her cause, the longtime hunter recently cooked some mourning doves at the state capitol in Madison. Ebert says she likes to obtain food in the wild.
We all gather our food different ways. I prefer to do it outside than at the store if I can. I prefer wild game over domestic.
But the passion for hunting mourning doves has brought out a spirited response from others.
My name is Mary Donnell. I've been an active birder since I was a brownie, which is like maybe 75 years ago.
Mary Donnell is an 80-something resident of Fox Point, a leafy suburb of Milwaukee. Her backyard has a half dozen bird feeders.
Do you want to just take that one down? Just slip it off. This feeds nuts, and every bird in the area likes nuts.
Including, Donald says, mourning doves. She calls the dove pretty and pleasant, and rarely sees it fighting with other birds. Donald says hunters should look elsewhere for their game.
I mean, if we were desperate for food, that would be a different thing, but we're not.
But so far, the bird lovers are fighting a losing battle. Biologists at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources estimate there are at least 4 million mourning doves in the state. They say a hunting season would not hurt their numbers.
Mr. Chairman, can I...
Organized hunting groups have picked up the call, helping prompt a record turnout of almost 30,000 people at state hearings on wildlife issues. About three-quarters of those attending recommended the dove hunt. The often lively debate recently continued at a six-hour hearing held by the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. There it became clear that fights over the small mourning dove are often really about bigger issues, like access to the shrinking wilderness.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Secretary.
Hunting opponent Ann Frisch says adding another hunting season could limit her chances to do things like hike and bike.
So as the times for hunting and the places for hunting are being expanded, this takes away from the rights, or at least the abilities, of other people to enjoy the environment.
But many hunters say their sport gets more people thinking about the outdoors. Brent Manning directs the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. His state allows dove hunting, and he plans to take his 16-year-old daughter on her first mourning dove hunt this year. Manning says shooting mourning doves is also one of the few outdoor activities his 73-year-old father can still enjoy.
He is unable to walk any longer. We used to do a lot of pheasant hunting and grouse hunting together, and this is an opportunity where we can participate in something on an equal basis.
Manning says adding a mourning dove hunt in Wisconsin should not have much of an effect on the bird's population elsewhere in the Midwest. He says the doves can produce young several times a year. Wildlife officials from Ohio and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service also endorse Wisconsin's hunting plan. But the Central States Regional Office of the Humane Society is trying to stop it. Society officials say their public opinion research shows a majority of voters polled in the state are opposed to shooting doves. And if such a measure is passed, they say it could have a ripple effect. Hunters in neighboring states which do not allow the hunting of mourning doves could feel emboldened to push their states to take aim at the birds. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.